All right. Right, let's move into something something new, if you like. We're now going to have a briefing on the development of the Sha Tin Central Link. This is an important part of piece of infrastructure, obviously, for Hong Kong, but it does have fairly major implications so far as the waterfront is concerned, and I mentioned 2019, I think, in some earlier remarks, so we're going to have to live with it for some time. So I think this is very important, I think, from the harbour planning perspective. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. Sorry we've kept you waiting. Now, I think we have Highways Department and the Mass Transit Railway here. Who is going to lead the presentation?
Mr. Chairman,
thank you.
Without ado, maybe I'll let our colleagues in the MTRC to have a briefing first and
thank
see whether members have questions.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Chairman, members, I'm Pierce Tang representing MTR. Today we are going to give a briefing on the development of the Sha Tin to Central Link. But unlike other presentation, we have not yet up to a stage that everything is set in stone. Actually, as we outline in our paper in paragraph 3, we more or less finished the preliminary design of the project. We are doing the detailed design. And well, although the alignment, the location of the station, alignment of the railway, the location of the station is more or less fixed. But for others, there are still room for changes. And we believe, I think, it's good to start a dialogue with the Commission early. So that because there are one or two pieces of land which will have permanent structure, will have will be in a quite prominent location at the seafront. So we really want to hear Commission's comment before things are too late. All right. So today we are giving in some of the presentation we show you is quite rough. Okay, in terms of design, it's only sketches. We have not up to the stage that we will be able to build the things. So, but it will, to the Commission, it may be a good thing because your comment, in certain ways, I think, can be incorporated in the upcoming design phase. Okay, let's begin. Sha Tin Central Link. A lot of people think that it is just one railway line, which I think is not. If you look at this simple diagram, actually, the Sha Tin Central Line comprises two sections. The red portion or the brown portion is a link, is a the missing link between the existing Ma On San line and the West Rail. Okay, when this section 11 kilometer in length is built, we will be able to run trains all the way from Ma On San to Tuen Mun. And then the second section of the Sha Tin to Central Link is the blue line, which is an extension of the existing East Rail across the harbour, from the border across the harbour to Admiralty. There will be a station and exhibition. Okay. The railway itself is very important in the sense that it makes the existing MTR network from it really, I think, improved the network. At the moment, I think a lot of criticism of Hong Kong's MTR network is, I think, we don't have a network. We have a few lines. Okay, this railway, although it's only 70 kilometers long, it has six interchange stations. It tie up the existing railways and make it a network. That's what I'm saying. When we build the section in East Kowloon, then we'll be able to run train from Wu Kai Sa all the way to Tuen Mun. It's a very, very long railway corridor. And at the same time, when we complete the section extension of the East Rail across the harbour, the passengers, I think, across the border can board the train and then travel all the way to the CBD of Hong Kong. So that is the strategic importance of the railway. Members of the former HEC may remember in August 2009, we make a presentation to the HEC explaining the construction of the our planning to build, how we are going to build the cross harbor section of the railway, in which I think it will involve some temporary reclamation, both in the typhoon shelter, which I think will be interfaced with the Central Wanzhou Bypass, and also on the Hong Kong side. And then after that, we published the cogent and convincing material report, which was now uploaded in the website since July this year. Okay. I'll take members section to go through the road section by section. The yellow area shown here is the harbourfront area, according to the definition, which I think is under control of the commission. And the Kai Tak section, as well as some of the Tokoran section of the Sa Tin to Central Line, fall within the harbourfront area near the Kai Tak area. But essentially, the proposed station and the railway are underground. And there will be entrances and ventilation shafts above ground. But it will be more or less, I think, integrated with the future development there. So, okay, that is an area of, I guess, I think, of interest of the commission. We present to the task force on the use of the Finger Pier and in Hong Kong for as the barging point for the Kwun Tong Line extension only a few weeks ago, and then this area is also of significant importance to the railway line for the Sa Tin to Central Link, because it is the landing point of the fourth harbour crossing. The green line is the future railway line. This black dot represents Hong Kong Station, the existing Hong Kong Station, where the railway will be built underground and then gradually go into the sea and across the harbour. And to do it, we need certain ventilation shaft, and at the same time, we configure the existing connection between East Rail and West Rail, and then I'll show you another diagram later. And actually, we have to build another section of railway here to connect the future Sa Tin to Central Link with the West Rail. Okay, so we have loads of works to be done here, this area. And on the other side of the harbour, now we're talking about that's the typhoon shelter here. The location we are looking at is the police officers' club. This is the artistic impression of the club after we take it down and rebuild it together with the ventilation system. Here is the ventilation system. Here is in looking at the ventilation system from another angle. This is the landing point of the future cross-harbour tunnel for the railway. And then we have no place to really build it. So we talk to the police, and then they, in principle, agree that we can take down their club. Okay. And then, but we have to rebuild it later. Okay. And we make best use of the land by both rebuilding their club and also put all the necessary wind shaft, floodgate, everything in that tiny site. Okay. This is some of the work we did to show to the police. I think that will be something quite decent. Okay. And let's move on then to the exhibition station. The proposed exhibition station will be at the location of the PTI, the bus terminus, outside the Great Eagle Center, or just as saying next to the existing Wan Chai Pier. Okay, in this sketch we also show the future reclamation. At the moment the road is down here, and then the existing Wan Chai Pier, Wan Chai Ferry Pier, is somewhere here. Okay, the station is entirely underground. And but because I think there are virtually no space for us to build a station, we have to occupy the space currently occupied by the indoor games hall as well as the swimming pool there. Our plan is to, their location at the moment is here. Our plan is, number one, to rebuild these two community facilities in their existing car park. Outside the indoor games hall, there is a car park, its own car park. We'll build the swimming pool as well as the indoor games hall there to so that we have the space, and then the whole bus terminus and the site of the indoor games hall and the swimming pool will be open up and then build the station. There will be two entrances there, and the entrances will have linkage to the existing walkway system over there. This is the two entrances, and then this is a wind building, and also there are some ventilation buildings structure over there. Okay. It is still in a very preliminary stage. There are some sketches. So this is the we provide a swimming pool and the train and an indoor game hall. The shape, I think our design manager want to make it look like some sort of sail. But whether it impress you is another matter. All right, this is the artistic impression of the wind building. One entrance, the other entrance, which I think will link up to the walkway over there. Okay, because then we see that the circulation, potential circulation in that area is mainly on the walkway level. So we believe as a connection to it is a good idea. For the ventilation structure, here is an interesting idea. We have to put it above ground, and then, well, this is at the moment the shoreline, the seawall is somewhere here, over here. Okay. We plan to make it some sort of berm, and then with an open top, wind shafts, and then with lots of landscape to surround it, make it look like a garden rather than, or at least a very green area rather than a wind building. So that's at least I think the initial idea. Okay, that's all the permanent structure that about of SEL that will be built within the harbourfront area. Then next I think we're talking about some proposed temporary works area. Again going back to Kai Tak, it will be mainly the work site along the proposed tunnel and the station. Here is one station, Kai Tak. Here's the Tokoran station, so mainly to support the construction site. And one facility we have to highlight to you, it is the proposed barging point at Kai Tak. Will be for the construction of this underground railway, there will be lots of material spoil to be cut away. And we have examined the traffic condition in the area. Our conclusion is, I think it will be necessary to have a barging point for us to cut away the spoil by barges, or else I think the traffic in the East Kowloon area will be severely affected. Okay, so we propose two barging points. Here is the artistic impression of it. They are somewhere at the runway. It seems to tie in with the future development program of the area. Also, Hong Ham, we propose to the task force on Kowloon side to use this area as the barging point for Kwun Tong Line extension from 2011 to 2013. But after that, we need this area. Number one, to build, I apologize, I think, for this thin line. Actually, that will be the tunnel to be built to connect the existing, the future SEL and the West Rail. Okay, that will be a new tunnel. This area is existing international mail center. we have to knock down the mail center and then relocate it to somewhere in Kowloon Bay to make way for the construction of the railway. And that opened up an opportunity for the seafront enhancement, because the area at the moment has no plan after we finish construction of the railway. All right. Okay, at least I think we'll have a bigger seafront area over here. See the lower end. But we still have to occupy the area after we build this one, and then we have to build a cross harbour section. Okay, so we have to occupy this area here until the completion of the two section of the Sha Tin to Central Link. So unfortunately. On the Wan Chai side, most of the area we have to occupy are actually the work site for the construction of the station, for the tunnels, and for cross harbour section. We'll have one temporary barge pond. We propose a temporary barging pond also over there. At the moment, the other works agent will be setting a barging pond over there. We are still in the process of talking about how we can best use of the barging pond, or whether we need to set up our own. But the fact is, we need a barging pond to remove all the spoil generated from the excavation. Okay. The question is how best we can use the existing facility, and how best we can coordinate the land use so as to minimize the occupation of the waterfront. That is the end of our presentation, and just to give members a holistic view on the area that the SCL will occupy within the harbourfront area, we produce this map. All the pink area are the area we'll occupy for the SCL. In the last FGC meetings, member always asked, I said, UMTL are working, are doing a lot of railway, and then you're occupying a lot of waterfront area. Okay, please, I think, give them a commission, a full picture. Okay, that is another plan. SCL, the pink one, are shown here. And the other, the blues, actually are the area we are occupying for other projects, for West Island Line, for the Express Rail Lane. And the green and the area here is we propose to occupy for KTE. All these are the area that are occupied and will be occupied by railway projects. Most of them are temporary. Okay. I hope these give members a holistic view on the area we are going to occupy and will be. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. I'm reminded of the phrase "only in Hong Kong." One of the things that we talked about at the task force, and you haven't really touched on today, I mean, you are putting the community to a major degree of inconvenience, and I think there's a major issue on managing expectations, if you like. I didn't hear the word ameliorating anywhere in your proposal. I mean, is there anything you can do? Do you think within, maybe not necessarily these particular sites, but within your packaging, if you like, to offer the community some solace? I think, you know, it's all take at the moment, if I may put it crudely, and I don't see a lot of give. And members may have a similar view, but no answer to that now. But just when you come to respond to all the other points, I think the CSR side is important. Anyway, members, please, Vincent.
Thank you, Chairman. In fact, you have spoken half of what I want to say. You know, we, other than just looking at taking away, we would like to see whether there is any giving from MTR as a compensation measure to activate the harbourfront. And of course, we understand the need of this sort of construction. However, as a commission who is actually looking at enhancing the harbourfront, what has been presented here it's just like doing the opposite, right? So unless there's some enhancement measure proposed from the MTR, which I would respectfully demand the MTR to do this, it would be very embarrassing for the Harbourfront for the Harbourfront Commission, who stand for Harbourfront Enhancement, to support all this work area around the Harbourfront site and with all these starting points. Now, secondly, as a chairman of the Task Force of Kai Tax, I would like to, I have to pay particular attention to your proposed works area and the barging point in the Kai Tax area. Right. Yes. I have no idea because, well, first of all, what is your program of taking all this work area? Because if you look at the picture, you are seeing a big work site in blue, deep blue, actually cutting the entire Kai Tak area away from its hinterland. So how can people connect the hinterland with the Kai Tak area? Secondly, how does this coordinate with the access from the cruise terminal to the hinterland? I don't know whether this has been coordinated with the head of Kai Tak or this is just different agency looking at their own different thing in a separated manner. Because I think when we are talking about that big piece of harbourfront land, which we understand that development is going on. However, all this has to be coordinated because when the cruise terminal is finished, how does the traveler being able to move from the cruise terminal to the hinterland, and how do you, even if we are proposing some temporary harbourfront enhancement measure, we have to ensure that people can go to that area rather than being cut away by big construction site. And I think this has to be very carefully coordinated. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Please, Andy.
Mr. Chairman, I'm not going to make any comments because I have to declare my interest in this subject. My office has been involved in the plan of this Hong Kong station areas under MTRC. Thank you.
Please, the far end, please. Thank you. Patrick, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think at the last HEC meeting, I think there was a concern about this coordinated works area together with the Central Wan Chai bypass in order to minimize the impact especially on the Causeway Bay and Wan Chai waterfront area.
Do we have the Causeway Bay plan again? Yeah, thank you.
Causeway Bay and Wan Chai. Okay. About this, I think one issue was about this temporary reclamation. I don't know whether you have any detail on that one. Because particular concern about the programming. Do you remember we spent last 6 years engaging the public, talking about this Wan Chai Causeway Bay waterfront enhancement attached to the Central Wan Chai bypass project. Okay, so I have a question whether your project would impact on all this proposal or commitment, as I said, to the public that the Causeway Bay and Wan Chai waterfront enhancement will be delivered on schedule, or you know, do you have any impact on the program and all the content? Because I don't have any pictures on that yet. Because I think the public generally ask, you know, when can this waterfront enhancement work can be delivered schedule? I think that's just one question I have. Thank you.
Thanks, Patrick. One more question, and then we'll ask them to please. To respond.
Thank you, Chairman. Because now MTL needs to make a very clean presentation, but I want to hear more from them is, even for this temporary site work site, I remember even in the HEC we have been comment that even those temporary car park, we want some landscaping design to soften the impact to the environment. So I would like to know whether MTRC has appointed any landscape consultant, lesser consultant, to when they have this work to be implemented, to make way and make room and make provision for the public to use the harbour fund and enjoy the harbour fund. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. MTR, maybe take those and then we'll come back, don't worry. MTR, answer maybe the first round. Thank you.
Chairman, thank you very much. Yes, about GIF. All right. Actually, when during our discussion on the... Sorry. Okay. Yep. We occupy two main pieces of waterfront, one at Hong Hum and the other is on the Wan Chai side. For Hong Hum, what we can see is that they will occupy the area for quite some time, and during our occupation, it will be quite difficult actually to open up the area for public use. But we see the opportunity after we complete our work here there. The usual way is for the workstation to reinstate it to a certain standard and then hand it back to government.
Sorry to intervene, but that's 2019.
Yeah.
I mean, it is 2019, isn't it?
At the moment, the one difficulty with SCL is we have a program earlier, but then we are, until the project is formally gazette, we're not so sure, but at the moment the completion day for the crossover section is 2019. Okay, and we see the opportunity when we are about to do the reinstatement, if there is already a plan to implement a harbourfront enhanced proposal. Say for example, I understand the your task force, I think got a whole plan to how to turn this seafront and the finger pier into something much nicer and good for the harbour user. Actually, we can implement it. We have discussion in the task force on whether we should take the lead to the design on the design. But it seems that because I think it has to tie in with the whole plan on the on this promenade, it will be better for the one who are designing the master plan to at least I think to flag up the idea. Okay. Well, so we are willing to work together with the commission to implement the proposal, but we really have to discuss further on how we can do that. And on the Hong Kong side, there will be reclamation. This is actually reclamation, and our occupation of those areas will be mainly restricted to one. This is the relocation of PTI, because during the construction of before the construction of the exhibition station, we had to first relocate the existing PTI, and then also we certainly need a barging port. During the process, obviously we can incorporate as much as we can the greening initiative to make sure even during our occupation this area will be a little bit nicer than a works area. Okay, but the area that we can work to is rather limited, because in most of these other area is heavy civil engineering, and then it will not be safe for some people to go in. And go to Mr. Ng's question. Kai Tak, we have very close liaison with the other works agent in the area, and then we really have to, frankly speaking, the SEL is one very major transport infrastructure to support the future operation of the whole area. We need an area to build it. And at the moment, the program tie in more or less, I think, with the other phases of the development over there. And then we, the corporation is also a member of the working group, the intergovernment department working group over there. And our job is really to join hand to develop Kai Tak into a good area. Okay. So, a lot of discussion is going on. And on the interface of CWB, as I reported, we have conducted a whole almost a 1 year's consultation on the way to build the cross-harbour section and whether we can avoid the temporary reclamation. But after that, the conclusion is the current proposed alignment as well as the extent of the temporary reclamation is already the minimum we can achieve. And then one good news is actually we have a very close liaison with the CWB works office, and then we propose taking into account of the comment of the comments we receive to entrust 160 meters of the tunnel. That is a 60 section of tunnel on top of the future CWB tunnel. So that, well, the proposal is not gazetted under the foreshore and seabed ordinance in July. If I think it is endorsed, then this whole section of the tunnels will be entrusted to CWB. It can then be built under CWB so as to avoid repeated reclamation in this area. The rest, this section, will have to be built by us after the completion of CWB. And we work out a program which I think will require around 18 months after the completion of CWB. And the good thing is we are able to work, use the area based on the we are not occupying more area in the typhoon shelter. So in essence, we will not need to relocate more mooring outside. So we will only defer the return of some of the boats, okay, after the completion of CWB. Okay. As far as we can see, that is the maximum cooperation we can get and minimize the disturbance to the user of the typhoon shelter. And then the ungreening of the works area. Actually, we have already proposed to put into our specification. Whenever we have to occupy area around the seafront or actually in everywhere, we have to make it as pleasant as possible, including we'll try to put greening, we'll try to put everything that we can to make it not as intrusive as possible. That's my response.
Okay, thank you. People on the right, I think. KY, I think you wanted to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm actually more concerned with the barging points. There are quite a few barging points. And the one that top on the list, which my concern is the one at Kai Tak. I do not have the exact, of course the location is shown, but it doesn't show any reference to the overall Kai Tak plan in a way that because of Kai Tak Nala, the water quality there is still a backup arrangement. If the water quality doesn't improve, there is a need to lock off 600 meters of the former runway. Of course, none of us here want that happen, but unless I'm told that will definitely not go ahead, then I think it's important that we have to check that, at least in terms of planning, that barging point doesn't interfere with that possible opening of the runway. This is one thing. The second thing is, in fact, it's not just this barging point, but any other barging points. The barging points are not right at the adjacent or next to the work site. So that means all the spoils, the waste, have to be delivered while dump truck. And Well, Kitech, of course, itself is being built, but there are also others, right, in somewhere near Hong Kong, and also on the island side, between the barging point and the work site, though that distance is small. These are the areas that the traffic is already not very good anyway. And perhaps MTR can have some, I don't know, I assume they will do some, they will conduct TIAs to ensure that that will not interrupt the traffic situation to the extreme. And of course, one thing that maybe is too early, I don't know whether it's too early, is of the work sites. Until we see, we know, or MTR has designed the and actually make it public, the tunneling methods, one can never assess the impact, because if you tunnel by TBM, it's quite different from tunnel by, say, carbon cover, in terms of interruption to the environment. And I don't know whether MTR has any further information on this part.
Thank you. Please, Carlos.
Yes, I have three points to make in regard to the temporary land use. First of all, I think in the planning of this temporary land use for the construction purpose, I think it's good for the MTR to have a very good plans to minimize the occupation, temporary occupation of these areas, to grease it into the possible minimum amount of time. And also in the process of using it, I think that one of our members already indicated that you should manage the usage to minimize, not only just minimize the environmental impact, but also maximize its well-being, hopefully to give to less damage on the harbourfront, and considering it to make it more pleasant looking. And the last one, when you complete the construction project and then return the back to the government or whatsoever, I think that you should have some kind of compensation. I mean, taking this point, giving, because I learned from my member Andy that actually currently, whenever the MTR use this land for temporary purposes or sea waterfront for their construction, they don't need to pay anything. It's rent-free. So it's a rent-seeking behavior from my perspective. You don't pay anything for an occupier. Actually, if you look at the map you provide for us, it occupies quite a large piece of area in the territory, good areas, and pay nothing for it. Although you said that it's good for Hong Kong, but actually it's the commercial activities. So I think at the end of the day, you need to think about how to contribute to the well-being of the waterfront, and also to pay. I think the government should have a policy from then on for this rent-seeking behavior. Otherwise, they won't minimize their use of this land. I think the government should either charge them some sort of rent for a period of using it, or there should some condition that after the usage, they should have some contributions in returns to make the area, the waterfront areas, better than ever. Not just return to the government's original shape. What do you mean by original shape? And they use it for their profits, from my perspective. I hope either the government has a reviewed the current arrangement for providing this area, waterfront area, or any land area for MTR or other commercial firm for this their business purposes, or in return they need to have some contribution to the this local district.
Thank you. Benjamin, I think you wanted to say that.
Just two minor points. One is I think the impact of these plans are substantial enough that I would suggest, Mr. Chairman, that the specific task forces that are affected reconnect with MTR. And then the second, maybe a minor point, is I would also encourage MTR to share as much as much detail as possible on the timing and program of works. This is a 10-year, 20-year, you know, what's the time horizon? What years will affect the communities? How does it dovetail with the Kitech's development plans on their own? I think in terms of area is important, but also what is the timing of the works? So exactly what years, what periods will affect the community as well as the rest of the of the of the neighborhoods?
Thank you. Please.
Chairman, also propose that the since the three major construction sites are within a few of our task group, so I think all of them should go to our task group. In particular, when MTR told us that they haven't found out all the design, they even don't have the program. So it's a good opportunity for all our panel working group to look at the design. And because they are looking at different aspects, because they are from construction engineering, we are from the community, how to use the space. So we two may merge together with a better result. Thank
you,
Chairman.
Thank you. Please. Then Peter.
Hi, Chairman, thank you. I'm looking for the ventilation building. you have opportunities of putting a new structures right around some of the ventilation buildings, like the new clubhouse, like the swimming pool. Please try to merge that ventilation into one of the structures. Because it looks very odd as an engineering project, and engineers are not very, very popular with all this ventilation building. But there are ample opportunities, I assure you. Please do look at that. Thank you.
Thank you. Peter, sorry.
Yes, I have a few points. Firstly, I agree with Benjamin. We seem to have a program that's a little bit askew, really, and I can't quite get a handle on whether absolutely everything that's been shown means that the MTRC will occupy it right up to 2019, and of course, you know, in some cases, well after that. I also don't know whether I'm alone in being a bit ignorant about the difference between works area and works site, but the size of the sites is pretty vast compared to the works area, and I actually don't understand what these two things are, apart from having very nice bright colours associated with each one. There's a lot of future cooling towers, plant rooms, vent shafts, concrete batching facility, barging points. Again, are all these going to be happening more or less at the same time? And we heard from Carey that, you know, now we have this opportunity, presumably at this stage of things, for designs to be presented to the relevant task forces. There might not be too much we can do about location, but there are an enormous amount of these, and they're all related to the waterfront in one way or another. The reclamation in the Causeway Bay Typhoon Shelter came as a surprise to me. I had no idea that that was going on at all. And it seems to be far wider than just using the police station site. I mean, there's a large area of reclamation, and again, I'm a little bit confused as to the extent of that and how long it will actually be there, and in fact, why we're reclaiming. I mean, there's obviously some very good engineering reasons, but they haven't been presented. I think there are quite a few questions still there.
Thank you. PY?
Thank you. Members have made a lot of comments on the landward side. For change, can we talk about the water itself? You have shown us a sort of tunnel. I wonder how you're going to construct this tunnel, whether you would be using a precast sort of method, and where's your casting site? Would it be on some waterfront sites, which you have not shown us? If it is waterfront site, although it may not fall squarely into these areas which we are now being shown, it may be of interest to us as well in general, in generic terms. If you are casting certain concrete things, huge things, a long time occupying waterfront areas in Chengyi, don't come back and tell us later that, sorry, we have to use some waterfront sites elsewhere.
Thank you. Questions that haven't been raised already? I think there's quite a shopping list there. MTR, off you go.
Maybe I start with the last question. Cafe Yard. Our intention is to build the crossover section by immersed method. So we'll have to find a casting yard. At the moment, the proposal is to use SECO. Okay, SECO was the casting yard for the
West Harbour Crossing, as well as the other crossover tunnel for the airport railway. We have already consulted the Southern District Council, and they more or less, I will not say agree, but they more or less, I think, are okay with the proposal. Okay. And then we will propose that, but unfortunately, because it's not within the harbourfront area, so we didn't present it today. And then on the works area and work site, what are they? Work site is really the area. We will be building something over there. That's work site. Works area is the supporting area. If we have, this is our project, MTR project is MTR own project. So I have to explain. There are certain projects which is owned by MTR, and there are other projects which MTR only as a agent under a concession arrangement. The SEL is the MTR owned project, and then it's given to us to implement as an agent. We call it under concession agreement. Okay. In that case, then the works area and work site is the same, in the sense that we don't have to pay rent. But our friend in Lens Department are chasing us very, very hard. They have a so-called a principle, minimum rent principle. Okay. They also worry that the works agent will occupy more land than we require. So that if the project itself, I think, is an MTR owned project, actually we have to pay rent for the works area. Okay. So but for this one, because it's a government project, so it's one pocket of government to another pocket. So we don't need, but still we are abide by the minimum rent principle. So unless Lands Department is satisfied we are not taking excess of land, they won't allow us to get set it. Okay. That is a safeguard.
Could I just ask you supplementary
on that?
Or is some of it below grade?
Yes, that's the area we have to occupy on the surface.
I see.
Okay, and for the SEL, actually most of the section, other than the little section in Sartin, is all underground. Okay, in Kai Tak, it will be open cut. But in most other locations, it will be done by tunnel boring machine.
We don't understand about, because this whole project, this is the MTR project. I don't know which part is government project and which part is MTR project. How should we distinguish? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we can explain further. So the whole SEL is government. Government fund it, government own it, and then we are the one to build it, and then
You're effectively the agent, aren't you?
Yeah.
All right, on you go.
Yep. And then on ventilation shaft, Peter made a very, very good point. We are always being criticized for doing something really sharply. And so that's why we came here early, not just a thing to the commission, but to other consultative body, to the community early. We will try our very best, I think, to do an integrated design. We want to ask the people, ask everybody, so whether the design we propose is really a good one. So the reason we come to see present to the commission so early without something very solid is because we want to start a dialogue early. So we are more than happy to go to each of the task force to go into a little more details on our proposal, and whenever we have something more concrete developed, we really want to hear your comments. Okay. And then on the time frame, as I said, because we take a little bit longer on public consultation than we expected, the earlier program is to start the construction of SEL in 2011 and complete the section. That is the section linking Morswell and the Westwell in 2015. That is the old program. But as you see, we passed 2011 already. We almost, I think, passed it in terms of starting construction, because we haven't gazetted it yet. So according to the policy speech they're talking about gazetting sometime, maybe sometime early next year. So we are talking about a block shift of the program. Okay, unfortunately. But the Kowloon section, actually the whole of the Kowloon section will start early and then complete early. Because and the cross-harbor section, because it has to interface with the existing infrastructure work in both the Typhoon Shelter, that is the Central 1J Bypass, as well as the One Track Development Phase 2. Well, it has to be completed later, unfortunately. The 2019 refer to the cross-harbor section, which has to interface with the works on the Hong Kong side. In terms of the barging points, the proposed location of the barging points are already selected to be as close as possible to our work site. Because as KY rightly pointed out, if it is too far away, it does not make any sense. Because we want to minimize the road transport of the dump trucks, and the trouble is even if I think we want to propose a certain barging point which is closer than this one. Say for example, we did once identify a barging point at Tsui Kwa Wan, somewhere near the Hoi San Park, which the HEC and the Commission proposed to have promenade work over there, and then we believe, I think it would be better for the promenade work. Actually, we discussed with government, and that we believe, I think, it would be better for the community to have promenade there instead of a barging point. So we gave it up early. But still, we still need certain barging point, or else the dump trucks will not just be running in the East Kowloon area, but it will be everywhere in Hong Kong. So we try to take advantage our unique asset in Hong Kong. That's the harbour. Okay, we want to use the marine transport as much as we can to save the road congestion. And then on Kai Tak, Wan Chai, we are doing the TIA, and then we understand the challenge ahead, because I think for all these areas, it is already very congested on the road, and then our contractor will also look at other ingenious methods to deliver the spoil. Say for example, in West Island Line, our contractor proposed to use conveyors. In other locations, our contractor to use, I think, because I think that in their tunnel work, they produce, I think, a lot of sludge, and then then they use, I think, pipe to deliver the slurry instead of using dump trucks. So whenever the situation presents us an opportunity, we'll use it. We understand, fully understand the challenge on the road network. Mr. Chairman, I guess I think I answered most of the questions.
Thank you. Any other points people want to raise? All right. Well, I mean, my sense, this is obviously very much work in progress, as you've said. You've come to us early, which is appreciated. I think each of the task forces would appreciate looking at the individual elements in more detail. And I think when you've developed things a little further, I think come to each of the task forces, and let's work with you to see if what we can help, how we can help refine design and minimize the impact. But back to what I said right at the beginning, I think you need to take away the need for give. Giving in 2019, I'm afraid, certainly from the community's perspective, will be far too long-term, far too far away. It may not be on these sites, but I think MTR should think of a fairly comprehensive PR program linked to, this is a benefit to Hong Kong, yes, there will be costs, there will be inconvenience, but, and I think what we haven't heard today is the but, you know, what you're prepared to do, how you're prepared to respect the community's concerns and offer the community some consolation and compensation, if you like. So please, if you could take that away. And I think, Commission members, I think we'd like them to convey that to senior management. I mean, I think this is a serious point. I think I think it is appropriate if you could pass that message to senior management that we think there is a major PR exercise required and a fair bit of give. Members happy with that as a message? Thank you. Thank you. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.